Broadcasting live from Pacific Lutheran University in Tacoma, Washington. This is the Radio Hour, a convergence of mass media and laser, Lute Air Student Radio. It's Tuesday, March 8th. I'm Julia Grosvenor.
I'm Paris Franklin.
And I'm Eddie McCubbin. Thank you, everybody under the Lute Dome, for listening tonight, and of course, everybody who's elsewhere in the world. If you like what you hear on the show, you know, you can give us a call in. The number is 253-535-7332, or you can visit massmedia.plu.edu for the latest campus and community news, sports, and arts and culture. Starting off tonight, we're talking about dreams here in Parkland. Bringing us that story is Julia, our guest host tonight. Julia Grosvenor, take it away.
Thank you. So, about dreams in Parkland, they might not be turning out so well. For those of you who have not been there, Reina's is a really great Mexican restaurant just a couple blocks away from PLU. And the owner, Felix Guzman, has expressed concerns that he doesn't know if his restaurant is going to make it until next spring. In case you haven't been there, it's a great restaurant, and it's been there for about 20 years now. He sort of built that restaurant up from nothing. He hand-painted the outside himself. He put together the menu himself, and he's currently been feeding his entire family on that restaurant. It's his entire livelihood. And recently he's just encountered some financial troubles. Some of the financial troubles happen to have some correlation with its location in Parkland and certain neighborhood issues, considering the fact that a business next door had recently been caught as a front for some drug dealing activity.
No, not in Parkland.
Never in Parkland. Why? Absolutely not. And also, he's also been experiencing some problems with social media because Yelp is an app that a lot of people look to when they're deciding whether or not to go to a restaurant. And he brought up several times, there was just this one time that a person went to his restaurant, had bad service from one waiter, and gave a really bad review, and he it very drastically related to the star rating. So it's about 3.5 stars, which is, it's not bad. It's impressive. You know, it's a good place to eat. But considering how good the food is and what a community staple it should be, it could definitely be a lot better. So currently he's just dealing with a lot of that struggles and is sort of just looking for the community to support this sort of staple that's near campus.
So has everybody in the room tonight, and there's a lot of us in the in the studio tonight, has everybody here been to Reina's? I have not.
I have.
And I'm, and all right, come
we
over
have
to
a guest.
Introduce yourself.
Hi, everyone. I'm Mercy. I'm not a student at PLU. I'm just a guest in the KPLU station tonight.
LASR.
Oh, LASR. Sorry.
It's okay. We use the same BMI ASCAP CSAC license, so it's all
we
good.
We all know exactly what that means, Eddie. Thank you.
I don't know what that means.
I'll explain during the break. All right. So you've been there. What do you think about it?
I really liked it. I've been there twice, actually. I think they serve their food really well. Both experiences that I had, the owner, I guess his name's Felix, he came out with his guitar and was playing really loudly in the middle of the restaurant, songs that I believe he wrote himself. I don't know. It was really entertaining. It was not like a restaurant experience I've ever had, but it was cute. It was charming, and I liked it.
All right. Thank you for that. And, you know, I'm from Southern California, so I'm kind of an aficionado of Mexican food, or I'd like to think so. And my first experience of Mexican food in the Pacific Northwest was Taco Time.
How'd that go for you?
Hey, it sounds
funny. I was so appalled.
There's tater tots. How can you hate
it
on tater tots?
Makes all the difference.
I was so appalled that when I ranted on Facebook, I ranted in Spanish on Facebook.
En español.
Sí, en español.
Sí.
But I, you know, the comida was no bueno.
No.
I'm just saying. Yeah, the tater tots, when they called those Mexi fries, I was like, you have got to be flipping kidding me. Yes.
So back to the good Mexican restaurant that we have in our community.
It's definitely better than Taco Time, so.
How could it not be with those Mexican fries? Is that what you just called them?
Mexi fries.
Mexi fries. Okay.
Well, so if you haven't been to Reina's, please go to Reina's. It's really, like, seriously, it's a block away from campus. You'll be serenaded. It's almost two blocks, but it's really just a block away. You should go.
You'll be serenaded.
Hey, that makes it authentic, I think.
Definitely.
All right.
Well, it is authentic. I actually really love how in this article you can see some photos of Felix when he was a teenager, as well as what he looks like today, and you can see his guitar right on the front page of the mast.
Yeah, so if you want to know more about this story, you can check it out. Lucas Schomburg wrote the story in The Mast. It's out on newsstands all over campus. Well, the other thing that's going on around campus that's, you know, the news of obviously, you know, some Parkland businesses are struggling. But you know what? There's something new that's a good thing that's going on right now. And that is PLU now has a Phi Kappa Phi chapter. Everybody knows what Phi Kappa Phi is, right?
Absolutely, I don't.
Okay, so that's why we're talking about it. So Phi Kappa Phi is an honor society. It's an organization. It's one of the oldest inclusive honor societies for four-year colleges. Many of our faculty and staff here are actually alumni of this organization themselves. So it was only fitting that, you know, PLU step up and say, yes, we're going to have an official PKP chapter here. And, you know, students who are the top, I believe it is the top 10% of your class will be invited. So that's basically, if you've got a 3.5 or higher, you pretty much have a good chance of getting in. I have a 3.52, so Dr. Hal De La Rosby, I'm just saying, I am looking forward when you walk in the classroom and you hand me my invitation, because I've already emailed about it. So, but I really hope that I can be a part of it. I was the reason why I want to be a part of it is because I was a part of Phi Theta Kappa in community college, which Phi Theta Kappa PTK is the International Honor Society of two-year colleges, and I was my chapter president. So
congratulations, Eddie.
Thank you. And that was one of the ways that I got to PLU, because when I joined Phi Theta Kappa, I got put on a list of four-year colleges that would be recruiting me. And this was one of the colleges that recruited me. So did Harvard and Cornell, and I decided not to go to the East Coast. So I end up at PLU, and I'm kind of like, yeah, I could have gone to, like, Cornell, but yeah.
I mean, I hear Ithaca is beautiful, but so is Tacoma.
Yeah. Exactly.
We have Mount Rainier.
We have Reina's.
But anyway, I mean, thanks to my involvement in an honor society, I got a scholarship to come to PLU. And so it's great to be a part of honor societies, because, you know, it's probably the closest thing you get to have to Greek life in schools like PLU and community colleges who don't have fraternities.
But it's a valuable system of Greek life.
It is.
That is not based around how much alcohol you can consume, but rather your academics.
Well, it's your academics, and it's your community service, and it's what you do, you know, together as a group. So you really get those bonding experiences as well that you would in traditional fraternities or sororities, just minusing, you know, that party aspect. And of course you do community service, and the networking opportunities is amazing.
Well, and as you said, with the networking opportunities, a lot of the benefit can be, as you said, some of the scholarships and some of the funding that they can provide. So like Hal De La Rosby, who is the head of academic advising here at PLU, he was a Phi Kappa, well, he is still a Phi Kappa Phi member. And so when he was doing his master's, some of his research was funded by scholarships that he was able to get through Phi Kappa Phi.
Exactly. So it's a great organization. If you get an invitation in the next couple months to be a part of this and you don't accept your invitation, I will hunt you down. And I will say, why?
Is it true that they're trying to do it like Hogwarts letters?
Yes. In fact, actually, I have heard, and I don't know if we can confirm this. Can we confirm this, actually?
Well, I mean, you can ask the question.
Wait, we'll just edit it out if we can't confirm it.
Are we allowed to talk about this on the air?
So I've actually heard that the faculty and staff who were a part of the foundation of the new chapter here will be inviting students by actually personally going into your class and, you know, dressed in their academic regalia. And they will be handing you like a little scroll that invites you to be a part of the chapter here. I'm just going to say I'm going to be ecstatic if that happens.
I'm really excited to see the calligraphy on those scrolls.
That would be interesting to see if it's like old English.
One question. Nice.
Yes.
Do they have owls?
Yeah, that's what I was actually going to ask. I hope they have owls. I'll like pretend to be an owl.
That was Libby, everybody. Libby, yeah. Postavoy.
What's up, Libby?
She's over there on the music station.
She's the cute one.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, she introduced herself last week. She's currently wearing a lamb sweater, so I don't know how it can get more cute than that. Yeah. Cuter.
Accuracy is my pitch, y'all.
Yeah, there we go. All right, cool. So coming up here after the break, we are going to be talking about the... We're talking about the 253 scholarship. You've all heard about this, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Well, Paris is going to talk to us about that, and then we're also going to talk about water pong. That's
get
going
ready.
On.
Yeah, it's on campus. It's crazy. Be scared.
Be scared about this water pong thing. But we're gonna talk about that when we come back after the break. But first, we're gonna have some music. Here's a song by Magnets and Lord. This is the Radio Hour here on Laser. All right. Welcome back to the Radio Hour here on Laser, Loot Air Student Radio. I'm your host, Eddie McCoven. Thanks for listening tonight. So, the 253 scholarship that we have on campus now is something really exciting for students, high school students who have gone to high school in the 253 area code, and our own co-host, Paris Franklin, has got the details on that. Paris.
Hello. So, as some of you may have heard, PLU has just unveiled the 253 scholarship, in which students who are from the 253 area code are eligible to apply for the 253 PLU bound scholarship, which is a form of financial aid given exclusively to students from that area code. So it apply. I guess any student who has at least a 3.7 GPA and who attends a school currently in the 253 area code are eligible to apply for the scholarship. And supposedly there are an unlimited amount of scholarships for students who meet those qualifications.
That's really cool.
It's actually caused a unlimited. Little bit of, unlimited, so to speak. It's actually caused a little bit of stir with current students on campus, just considering this wasn't an option before. So they would have liked to have had something like this in which they could have gotten a wonderful scholarship if they went to schools in these districts. And now, because they're already students at PLU, they are not eligible because they are no longer a high school senior.
Okay, so 253 people.
Right here, y'all.
One, two, three.
Yeah, we're raising hands for those of you who aren't actually
it's very
in the
helpful
studio.
For you who can't see us.
So there's three of you in the studio tonight who would benefit from something like this, but now you... Yes, go ahead, Monica. Monica Payne, everybody. Doing production
Hi.
Tonight.
I like to say, yes, we would have benefited greatly. I know many students from my high school who actually really wanted to come here but couldn't because of the financial burden. And this would have really helped them out, and I'm very angry about
this. Do you know where they're going right now? Are they going to Pierce?
I think a couple of them went to Pierce. I know one or two of them probably went to UW.
We don't talk about UW here.
I know. No. Okay, find the school that shall not be named.
That and UPS, but we can talk about UPS if it's a joke.
Which it is always.
Oh. In case you were wondering, Tacoma, the rivalry is officially back on.
It's too real.
Rivalry, but rivalry. We don't like look eye to eye.
Libby, do I have
below
to?
Us.
Okay,
we're taller than them. Yeah,
it's true. At least in spirit.
Well, no. What it is that in case you all didn't know about this rivalry with the University of Puget Sound, they were actually here. I think a year prior to PLU, I think ish. And of course, they're in the north end of Tacoma, and of course, UPS was founded as a Methodist college, so another Protestant Christian denomination. And they have since 1980 been completely independent. So in 1980, their board of directors voted to mutually dissolve their affiliation with the church. So they're a completely independent institution, and thus their tuition is actually more than ours now because of that.
Ooh.
Well, I don't want to say because of that, but I would say
that's
not
a contributing factor.
I think it's a contributing factor that they don't have, you know, a large faith organization that's contributing like PLU does have some contributions that come in from the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, and we are still very much a part of that schooling system, and I don't think we're ever going to leave. It's in our middle name, for goodness sakes. So it would be really hard, I think, to leave at this point. Yes. But anyway, you know, 253, the other thing is that POU has kind of been synonymous with Parkland and within this area of Pierce County. And, you know, if you're Tacoma proper, you know, maybe UPS is kind of what you're looking forward to, or maybe now the school that shall not be named that has a campus in Tacoma. And, you know, maybe that's kind of your family heritage. But if you grew up on this end, everybody knows about PLU. Everybody has a friend or a family member or somebody that's gone to PLU. And, you know, the school is really known for a few of our programs. I mean, nursing is one of them. The music program is another one. The education program.
In fact, most of the teachers that I had in high school were all PLU alum. Nearly every single one of them.
Very nice. What school did you go to?
I went to Emerald Ridge in Puyallup. Holla to the Jaguars, anybody? No.
My roommate, yeah.
I'm from Southern California, so I have no idea about the high schools up
yeah,
here.
Yeah, you were the one of the people claiming to have the 253 number now.
I don't have a 253.
Oh, you don't? My bad.
I still have my 619. I represent San Diego.
Yo, 303 over here.
There you go.
I guess going more back to the story, though.
Thank you, Libby.
As a 253 person, I mean, obviously, I would have liked the option of that scholarship, but I'm really happy for the people who are in classes younger than me.
Oh, yeah.
Just because it's like, sure, I didn't get to do this, but the fact that I do go here and that my tuition helps pay for this opportunity, I'm happy about. Like, it's a good investment, you know?
Well,
awesome future classmates.
Yeah, another great thing that they were mentioning is that this can also be the push that certain students will need from being really good students to being great students and getting above that 3.7 so they are eligible for this scholarship and they know that college is a more attainable goal as opposed to you don't have to have a 4.6. But yeah. If you have a 3.7, then it's still a very viable option for you.
Do the schools up here do the 5.0 scale?
Yeah, do you guys have 4.0? The like AP
no.
stuff? Oh, never
well,
mind.
Well, we have AP, but as far as I know, it's 4.0.
Okay, yeah. So there's no way
4.0 is the highest you can go.
Like, another thing that's worth mentioning is just that when people are paying for your education, like scholarships, vice versa, whatever, you know, it's them basically saying that you're worth something. And I think that for people who maybe, you know, don't have the financial means to go here by themselves, like having the scholarship, you know, it really would boost you, I think.
I think we could probably all agree and say that this should have been done a lot sooner, but we could also at the same time agree it's a good thing that it's happening now.
Better late than never,
and I'm glad that PLU is reaching out to help students that are in their backyard, basically.
I think it's already taken effect just because I saw a 253 bumper sticker like with the scholarship a couple days ago. I was over in Tacoma at the Tacoma Mall and I saw the lovely logo and I was very excited by it because I knew that we had a part in that.
Yeah, maybe we'll actually increase our enrollment again.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
That's always a goal.
That would be good.
Let's avoid that methane plant and get more awesome students from the local area.
There's exactly. Always hope. Hope 253.
All right. Well, you are listening to the Radio Hour brought to you by Mass Media here on Laser, Loot Air Student Radio. And I'm Eddie McCoven, and thank you, Paris Franklin, for delivering that story tonight. And we're going to take a music. I think, are we going to take a music break? No.
I thought we were talking about the very important issue of water pong on
No,
campus.
We're not taking a music break because we can't take a music break without talking about water pong. So has everybody seen what's been going on in the lower UC gray area? And every time, there needs to be a better name for this, because every time people say the UC gray area, I'm thinking about, you mean the stuff that we can't distinguish
the moral
or decide?
Gray area. Just, you know, there's it's of that course void there's that people go into when they talk about really controversial issues.
Totally. Which nobody talks about controversial issues on this campus.
Not here.
And there's no gray area on this campus.
Absolutely
whatsoever.
Not. Absolutely no. Not.
Yes. That was good. All right. So I've basically like walked by and there's out in the lower UC gray area, which thank God the AC just shut off because now I don't have all this static. In case you're wondering, for our 15 listeners at home this evening, there's an air conditioning vent right above us.
I thought it was 20.
I mean, I thought it was a ghost, actually, but...
It could just be the vent.
It's the vent. Who knows? All right. So, no, there's 15.
That's up to interpretation.
Yes, that is up to interpretation. A podcast by Dr. Amy Young, which you all should check out.
That's a great podcast. If you like the etymology of words, or if you're just a really radical individual, please go listen to it.
Yes, you can find her podcast on plu.edu/SOAC. So, anyway, getting back to this water pong story. So, there's Austin Bierman, who is, I'm just going to go ahead and say it, he is running for ASPLU president, and I normally do not vote in student body elections, and the reason why I don't vote in student body elections, and I'm just going to come out and say this, and I don't care if anybody gets mad or upset, so I'm pretty sure I'm going to get emails tomorrow. So, I never know who these people are and what they've actually done and what they're actually going to do. This is actually not unlike the current election for president, but I don't know these people. They've never gone out of their way to say hi to me. They're the people who always are on that side of the classroom, have never given me the time of day until they want my vote. See, this is where the problem with our political system is. It's in the student body elections.
Yeah, they're starting us too young. And then they're getting us on the wrong track, right?
And then it just kind of rolls over into the municipal and then state and now federal elections, where it's like, what? You're only saying something to me when you want my vote? But anyway, it's like, I don't know these people. I don't know what they're going to do. I do know Austin Bierman. He asked me to like his Facebook page, and I said I don't vote. And then I found out who... I don't vote in student body elections. I vote in, you know, obviously government elections outside of school. But
because your vote matters.
It does matter. So... The interesting thing, though, is I found out who he's running against. And when I found out who he was running against, I came up to him in the comments today and I said, you know how I told you I don't vote in student body elections? He's like, yeah. I was like, I'm voting for you.
That's very interesting because you and I are currently on opposite sides of the spectrum of who we are voting for ASPLU class president of the class of, well, I guess not the class, the year of 2016, 2017.
You think it's a surprise we're on the opposite side?
All right. I think that both sides have interesting things to contribute. I mean, I'm more on Paris' side just because I've met the people there and I like them. But Austin seems cool too.
Well, Austin's very nice. I have no problems with Austin as a human being or as a candidate. I just plan on voting for the other candidate.
You might as well say who it is.
About it's Ellie Lapp, guys. It's go about research them.
Water pong.
So getting back to this. So Austin's running. And I guess everybody, what I found out was everybody who was doing the gaming out there is running for an ASPLU position or an RHA position.
What gaming? Tell us about it.
So what they were doing out there is, I was like, there's this music going on, and then there's like some TVs out there, and they're playing Xbox One or something else. And then there's people doing like, what's the game where you've got the thing and then you drop the red things.
Connect Four.
Yes.
Beautiful description.
They're playing Connect Four. I'm pretty sure there was some Monopoly going on out there. And
that's how you destroy friendships. I don't know why they would bring that out.
I don't know why.
Politics.
Maybe.
Politics.
And then they were doing this I was like, they had the cups out on the table. I was like, okay, I know they're all under 21, so there's, and we're out
and they're
there
on university property.
Well, actually, you know.
Well, we aren't a dry campus. We're a moist campus.
We're a moist campus.
We're not wet either.
So they're playing beer pong, but with water. And I was like,
they just have to show off their mad skills. Because as Lutes, we're all terrible. No, just kidding.
So, and then we had an article about this, you know, and you can read more about this in the MAST. But the thing is that they're out there again. And I was like, the whole reason I read in the MAST was that they said, well, you know, if you want to hang out with somebody, you have to go over to their hall. And I was like, yeah, because that's a terrible inconvenience, isn't it? But
on our 6 mile long campus.
I was like, you know, I mean, yeah, I just didn't want to bother getting on the, you know, getting on the tube and going over to Kreidler, you know.
Calling a taxi.
I mean, I'm just thinking that, you know, besides appealing to the whole student body, it's also helping with hydration for college students. I mean,
really, we don't drink enough water.
I mean, we drink enough beer, but not enough water.
I mean, we don't sell bottled water here, so we're all clearly very dehydrated.
Yeah.
But my question is that a sustainability thing, especially if you're running for elected office on this campus?
And using plastic, the red Solo cups? Oh. What a travesty.
I mean, is that a sustainable thing?
No.
I mean,
recyclable, but...
Mm. I mean, I'm just saying. Well, anyway, my point about this whole thing is I think it's a really good political move for them to get people to know who they are, because I think they're all younger classmen, and they don't, maybe don't have the exposure that if they've been here longer, you know, that upper class people, I said men, sorry, upper class people. Yeah. So anyway, so I think it's a great idea, but I think if they were to get elected, I think they should keep doing this and make it like a thing, and make it like, you know, there's always, you can come to the lower UC gray area and play board games and
Xbox. And you can also watch people breakdance, because we have some fabulous breakdancers who come in here about every Tuesday, if not more frequently.
I love them so much.
They're amazing. I believe they're just members of the Parkland community, and they are not affiliated with PLU, but as an open campus, we obviously allow people to come in and use our spaces for whatever they so desire that is reasonable, and that's one of those things. So if you want to come check out some water pong, if you want to showcase your skills, or if you would like to see some awesome break dancers, come on over.
We should interview those
guys. We should.
All right.
They're always different. I don't know how they all know about it. It's always a different group of people.
Mm-hmm. They might have a Facebook group. I don't know. So, anyway, coming up next...
There's just a group message somewhere. So, we'll find the group message.
We'll find it. It might be on Yik Yak. You never know. So, coming up next, we're going to finish out the show tonight with talking about someone recently who finally earned a Kreis Award. And that was something that was in the Mass last week. If you didn't catch that feature, we're going to talk about it. But first, we've got some music coming up here. So, enjoy some Lady Gaga and... Marina and the Diamonds here on the Radio Hour on Loud Air Student Radio. All right, we are back here on the Radio Hour, brought to you by Mass Media here on Laser, Loud Air Student Radio. I'm your host, Eddie McCubbin. You just listened to Bad Romance by Lady Gaga. Before that, we had Marina and the Diamonds with How to Be a Heartbreaker. So, in our very last story tonight, we are talking about Leo.
So, as many of you have probably heard, because it is the talk of the internet, it is time to say goodbye to Leonardo DiCaprio memes. Sad day, collective awe.
Aww.
Because Leonardo DiCaprio has finally won an Oscar, which is super duper exciting. Yes, good for him. It's taken long enough. Yeah, so as we all know, that is a pretty big deal because he's been after one for a while, and he's always been so gracious when he has not won. And another thing that a lot
classy.
Of people... Very classy. Yeah, a lot of people don't know that he also won a Kreis. So if you check out the feature of last week's paper... There's a beautiful poster that you're going to want to hang up in your room. It's not quite as amazing as Princess Kreis. However, it's up there, and the caption on it is, Leonardo DiCaprio finally takes home a Kreis, and it's everything he's ever hoped it would be. The actor left the venue with tears in his eyes, and when asked what's next for the 41-year-old, he said, dinner at the Gagne house, of course.
Of course, of course. Well, I'm glad that Leonardo DiCaprio, truly, I think, a brilliant actor in our time, very deserving of both awards, has not only won an Oscar finally, but won a Kreis Award as well, too.
Congratulations to him.
Congratulations.
And he's never going to let go.
He's never going to let go of that now.
He's king of the awards.
Yes.
I feel like he's a real princess now.
He is. He's made his way. He's made that final step. And as we all know, he actually had a very important speech as well. So this year's Oscars, I guess it would be called because
Oscars.
Oscars, yes.
Actually, it's the Academy Awards.
Right, yeah. But everyone calls it Oscars. Okay, at the Academy Awards this year, there were plenty of interesting social movements, I guess, being sort of brought into the light because there was a lot of talk, as we know, with... Chris Rock was the host. Yeah,
yes.
Chris Rock, and he had many.
Did you
many
watch things. It?
I did not. Yeah. So the fact that I was put onto this story is interesting. it's a good time. However,
a fresh perspective.
Fresh perspective. I also did not watch the Grammys, and then I had to write an article about the Grammys. If you want to look at the paper from 2 weeks ago, fascinating stuff.
Blasphemy.
But anyways, yeah, so there were some wonderful remarks made in a humorous fashion, as always, by Chris Rock, as well as the speech that Leonardo gave when he won his Academy Award. And it is about the environment and how important it is that they needed to go all the way to the southernmost place they could find to find snow.
Yeah, like, I thought that it was great that he was taking that stance, like, when he was on that platform, just to talk about things bigger than himself.
Absolutely, yeah. He didn't take it, he didn't talk about how he felt about it, but rather he wanted to discuss how important it is that he now is in a place where he can discuss something so important, because, I don't know, I think we all take people who have awards like this slightly more seriously, which is unfortunate. But he did have some wonderful things to say about how 2015 was the hottest year in recorded history and how big corporations are not really contributing to the, I guess, climate change, and how that is something that definitely needs to be different in the future.
Well, good job, and we're really happy for Leo. And of course, you know, if you haven't seen the latest edition of The Mast out on newsstands on campus, make sure to pick one up. Pick up that feature, that centerfold, and hang it on the wall in your dorm room or in your apartment if you're in South like me. Or, you know, maybe
good
find...
Good idea, telling people where you live.
They won't find me. It's four floors. They're not going to know where I'm at. Nobody cares where I'm at. If people actually cared where I lived and wanted to actually find my apartment on campus, you know, stalking is the most sincere form of flattery.
I think you're confusing the word stalking with, like, copying, perhaps? I don't know, imitation, maybe?
Yeah, stalking isn't fun.
No,
stalking is a real issue.
Imitation is flattery, too. Flattery, too, but, yeah. No, so... But maybe the other thing you should do with that centerfold is to hang it up with a bunch of other centerfolds from The Mast this week and create like a collage on a wall somewhere.
And then we'll feature you in The Mast.
Yes. All right. Thank you,
Paris. That is my offer to you.
All right. Thank you, Paris, for bringing us that story tonight. I think that's it. That's... We're done.
I think we've exhausted our options of
that,
like,
is everything
topics
we could possibly talk about tonight. But make sure to check out After Hours with Rami and Kyle at 7 p.m. this Thursday.
And on Fridays, don't miss Sports Talk with Christian Bond, Kellen Westering, and Drew Ardisone at noon. And listen to Molly in the Morning with Molly Undahl Mondays at 10:30 a.m.
And we hope to catch you back here next Tuesday for Feature Stories at 7 p.m. with Brooke Thames, Samantha Len, and Courtney Miranda. And of course, back here at 9 p.m. for another edition of The Radio Hour. In the meantime, be sure to check out massmedia.plu.edu.
I'm Julia Grosvenor.
I'm Paris Franklin.
And I'm Eddie McCoven. This has been The Radio Hour, a convergence of mass media and laser. Thanks for listening. And good night.